Hi, this is Ed Burns, site editor with Search Business Analytics. I'm here with Jack Vaughn, site editor of Search Data Management for our Talking Data podcast for the week of February 24th. Jack has recently done some pretty interesting reporting on IBM's Watson and what it could mean to analytics professionals. So, Jack, why don't you give us the reality check? Where do things stand with IBM's Watson and its potential commercial applications?
Well, I still think the only thing we can say for sure is that it beat Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. But Watson should very conceivably have a play with big data analytics. And the root problem is that big data is big. It's more than humans can deal with. So they're bringing in the machines to try and help with the analytics and help with the predictions. So for IBM, this is a serious effort. It's hard to see how they'll deliver it. Initially, it was something like a mainframe that they were delivering. And now they also are looking at making Watson a cloud service, opening it up to it's still a controlled beta, but open it up to a developer community to try and interact with the APIs. We talked about, you know, the history of expert systems. Not always been brilliant. It was often oversold, and I think, you know, IBM itself in last month did a rollout. They're making a whole new division of IBM, or excuse me, of Watson. And the head of the company, Virginia Romedy, was there, and she did tell people, you know, it has potential, but it is potential, and try to maybe temper some of the hyperbole that can become natural with the idea of a machine that's a thinking machine. Nevertheless, I had a chance after we ran our article, which was No Easy Answers on Commercial Cognitive Computing for IBM Watson. I did have a chance to speak with Forrester analyst Mike Gualtieri, and he did impress me that, yeah, things have changed, that there's a lot more compute power than in those expert system days of yore. Moreover, there's more data. It actually used to be hard to find the data to train the machines, and I think from most of what you and I are seeing, Ed, there's no sparsity of data today. So for IBM, you know, will Watson ever become something like Siri? Or will Scarlett Johansson do the voice of Watson in some future movie? And again, we'll keep our eye on the prize and see what goes down, what comes around.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it certainly seems like the type of tool that a lot of users might be looking for right now, but whether or not it can actually deliver, you know, beyond Jeopardy is definitely seems to be an open question right now. But, yeah, like you said, definitely something we'll have to keep our eye on. So, Jack, thanks for taking the time to speak with us again this week. And so for the two of us, this is Ed Burns signing off.